ACLU on International Men's Day, Men Who Get Their Periods Are Men. By Neil Munro on November 20, 2019. The ACLU is trying to erase the fundamental and useful distinctions between women and men from dictionaries, culture, and the law. Men who get their periods are men. The ACLU tweeted on International Men's Day, as it pushed the claim that pregnant or menstruating women can become men by declaring they have a male gender identity. The pro-transgender tweet continued. Men who get pregnant and give birth are men. Trans and non-binary men belong. The attack on the basic distinction between men and women reflects the ACLU's progressive desire to liberate people from their own culture and laws, even when people believe those cultures and laws are vital to their lives and communities. For example, the ACLU and its supporters wish to erase the legal and cultural border between Americans and foreigners, so allowing many millions of foreigners to migrate into the United States. In this sex case, the ACLU tweet is an effort to claim that men can grab women's status in law, culture, and language by merely declaring themselves to be women. The tweet is part of the ACLU's effort to erase the legal distinctions between men and women. But most Americans support the civic norms and laws which recognize that women and men are not interchangeable, but are equal, different, and complementary. Those ideas are popular because they help girls and boys, men and women, manage their competition and cooperation in a free society. For example, Americans have created sports leagues for men and women, for girls and boys, so that groups of men and women have a fair chance for fair competition and civic awards. The ACLU's pro-transgender tweet prompted thousands of people to show their support for a two-sex, male or female society.